You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something quickly to touch on before we get into our entree that's about food. There was another food story out that, I don't know, it's about what people like to pair with wine.
Yeah, I like this story.
Because we like to say wine and cheese. You know, oh, wine and cheese. Like, I think you and Nicole do this little wine and cheese
thing
on
Fridays,
right? We get
fancy cheeses, a little smoked Gouda, some fresh parm.
You're a smoked
Gouda.
And
a bottle of Snoop Dogg's wine. Are you kidding me?
They went out and did a poll, and they found that the top food that men like to pair with wine is mac and cheese.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to try that.
Number one choice for women, chicken wings. So my question is... I just edited myself where we would have had 10,000 complaint emails from what I was about to say.
Are you going to say something about being white trash?
Along those lines.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, you haven't had chicken wings and wine or mac and cheese and wine. You might want to try it.
Yeah, okay.
You could be missing out.
You're right. It might be the greatest thing
ever. I'm guessing it's like a high-quality mac and cheese, like a Stouffer's or something.
Right.
We're not talking the blue box here.
I'll just let you keep digging yourself a little bit deeper into that hole.
Mac and cheese, man, has come a long way.
I love mac and cheese. I don't consider mac and cheese and wine to be the perfect pairing.
Again, I think you're thinking of the blue box.
I don't
like mac
think
and
it
cheese
matters.
Bars with the crumbly top, maybe some bacon.
Yes, I know.
Smoked cheese. Come on, man.
You can pair your bottle
I'm gonna.
Of Yellowtail with the mac and cheese
drink
all
Yellowtail.
Day long.
I'm going to rub that mac and cheese on my chest.
But along the lines of food, and speaking of food, we have laughed on this show for years about the people who say they, quote, can't cook. And my standard go-to line is, what, you can't read?
Right.
Because if you can read, you can cook. I think what people are trying to say is I don't like to cook, not I can't cook.
Yeah, because like, I wonder if there truly are people that can read, but it just doesn't come out still. Like, they can't cook. It just does not compute with them.
You know, the whole idea of a recipe is if you follow certain recipes exactly, you cannot screw it up.
They usually, yes, come out, usually.
Now, I'm not saying all recipes are perfect, but generally, if you follow a recipe, mix this exact amount, one quarter cup of this with this. Stir it. Can you stir? Yes, I can. I can stir. Stir. Put it in a bowl. Put the oven at 350. Put it in for 20 minutes. Done.
Right.
To come back and say, I can't do that. Here's the, and I will go to my grave insisting that many times this is said as a way of trying to portray yourself as too cool to cook, and you like say it and you laugh, oh, I can't cook at all.
Which is weird because cooking is actually quite cool and quite pleasing, quite relaxing, and sexy, and your friends enjoy it, so it makes you feel good if you make something, your friends are like, holy crap. But I mean, there's variables. I mean, if you're not used to a lot of cooking, the whole calculating times, as far as if you're making a meal, like I smoke a lot of meat and stuff, so you've got to do the calculation of when the meat can be done cooking and then resting, but then it has to be right at the right time when the rolls are done and the vegetables are done at the same time. A lot of cooking is feel too. I cook with a lot of feel, Dom. I just kind of know, like, in my head, like, ooh, it's going to need a little more of this spice or something. Or should I grease this pan? Yeah, I'm going to grease this pan. So there's a feel to it. But, again, you're not going to discover those feels if you don't dive into the old Betty Crocker website and put a can of cream of mushroom soup into something and start and try to make something.
I'm wondering if I'm losing my feel because I'm in an odd situation. I used to talk about this on the show, that there were three or four women in a row that I dated that never cooked anything. They just, I don't remember them saying, I quote, can't cook.
Just don't want to.
They didn't want to. They were not into it. They did not enjoy it. Fine. I don't knock that at all. And then, you know, suddenly I meet and I got married to Gretchen, and she is
she's a cooker.
She's a flipping chef, you know. I mean, she doesn't do that for a living, but she's – but here's the funny thing. She wants to, and she doesn't like anyone else in the kitchen cooking. And my amount – you know me. I used to cook all the time, and now I barely cook anything anymore.
Yeah.
And it's a weird dynamic, and you can see her getting, like, kind of bothered if someone else is in the kitchen.
Sure, you start critiquing or maybe throwing in your opinion.
Yeah, it's
or...
like her domain.
Sure, I mean, you got to stay out of there. You got to stay out of there.
So I'm like, God, I just...
You're like, okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm not complaining.
Just enjoy the results, man.
I enjoy the result. It's all fantastic, but I wonder if it's a use it or lose it kind of thing. Where I'm going to lose my feel, my touch that you're talking about that you have.
You better get in there. You guys need to do a little joint night of cooking.
No, it's not worth the battle.
Have a cute little joint night of cooking.
You don't understand.
You're like, honey, I need to keep up my feel. Pass the flour.
And I'm telling you, I suggested that years ago. How about we make a meal together? And she's like, yeah, okay.
Maybe not.
It's like, it would just be easier. Just go write your Eric Swan novel and leave me alone. I'll call you when it's done.
There's this list out about the 10 hardest easy foods to make. Like, people are screwing up these easy foods. Yeah. Pancakes made the list, and I could see that. There's a feel and a touch to making pancakes, too.
Yeah,
you know?
And all it takes is one thing to be off by a little bit, and it'll jack up
It will jack. Or if you forget it just a little too long, and you got the one burnt side, and then the other side that's, like, fine, and you're going to feed it to your kids, and you always flap the burnt side down so
hey,
they don't
I gotta
see
ask
it.
You, do you guys have a griddle for that, or do you make them on the stove?
Stove. I have a special pancake pan that makes them
What's
perfectly.
That?
It's just it makes the perfect size pancakes. It's got a really nice coating on the inside so nothing sticks. And
I mean, does it go across multiple burners? Is it one of those?
No, I'm a single pancake at a time. I like to nurture my pancakes, talk to them, I like to be gentle.
That
I like
drive
to,
me crazy.
I like to do one pancake at a time.
One pancake at a time.
Well, but the thing is it makes the perfect size pancake. So, boom, you flip it over to one kid, and you start another one, and then, boom, they get the full-size pancake.
Man, I got
to
griddle it up, man.
Do
get
you?
Several going. Yeah. All right, so what else is on those besides pancakes?
Eggs is on the list. Eggs. Oh, it's so hard to make eggs. Ooh.
Eggs are hard to make, huh?
Don't tell Dom. Mac and cheese is on the list, which I will say,
I like mac and
going
cheese.
Back to the blue box, sometimes if you leave that in the water too long, it does get super squishy, and then you try to dump the powder in and everything, and you're stirring it, and the noodles are too squishy, it just turns into a mess. So, yes, you can screw that up.
Struggle is real.
Sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes are on the list.
I can see that, too.
Maybe. All right. Rice. Get yourself a rice cooker. It does it all by itself. Grilled
just get
chicken.
Yourself a timer.
Grilled chickens on
hey,
the
Alexa,
list.
Hey, Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes.
For rice. Grilled chicken, I could see that can get dry. And fish, yeah, fish would probably be kind of difficult. But again, get yourself an air fryer. There's a fish setting on there. You hit one button and walk away.
Boy, it's like you got Rosie
That's
the robot
the thing
cooking
too,
for you
man.
At your house.
That's the thing. You have all these devices now. You put your food in it. You hit a button. You walk away. 45 minutes later, you have a meal. It's not hard anymore to cook.
You are one step away from a robot cooking for you.
All my cooking comes from that. The Instapot, the crock pot, my vegetable steamer, my rice steamer. What else do I have? The air fryer and my Traeger. It's all things that you put food on and walk away.
Maker.
That's the only thing I have to monitor a little bit for flip action.
But even so,
everything
it's a
else
special is... device. It's so you have specialized cooking gear. Do you own just any regular pots and pans? Single dish have its own
that
particular...
one pan to boil water? I do have.
You
that
have
one.
Like a dedicated gadget for each food. Wait, you want hot dog skins? Hold on, I've got the Harry's hot dog maker right here.
Well, they have them at 7-Eleven. They just spin the hot dog; it cooks itself.
That's right, they got a hairy hot dog maker there, don't they? Damn, I was trying to be funny. They y'all really should have them.
Y'all should have zero problem cooking right now. Zero.
We wash our hands of this topic.